In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining me once again for Just Getting By with Sir Craig and Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
In the morning, Craig.
How are you doing this fine Wednesday?
Oh, it's Wednesday now, yeah. Sort of crazy.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Time really does fly. So, this is going to be an annoying show.
Isn't it always?
Maybe for you it is. But this is going to be an especially annoying show, because we've got two stories for today, and they both detail annoying people or annoying things. So I just wanted to warn you and warn the audience that this is going to be frustrating. So, you know, Chemslave, we have an infestation problem in the Republican Party.
Oh, infestation?
Yeah.
Oh.
We are infested with cockroaches and rats and little pieces of vermin, you know, pieces of shit, that think they have the right just by virtue of their quote-unquote celebrity to insert themselves into the national dialogue and pretend that they have what it takes to be a presidential nominee. It's a problem. We, Riddex or some other company needs to come out with a spray or a powder that you can throw on the Republican field and get rid of those cockroaches.
It'd be more Monsanto than anyone else, Craig.
I think Monsanto wouldn't mind having Sarah Palin in there, actually. That is who I'm talking about.
Sarah Palin.
Yes, we are. Yep. She is a walking cockroach. You can't kill that woman. And I mean metaphorically, by the way. I'm talking metaphorically. She just, no matter what happens, no matter how many of her kids get knocked up, or use gay slurs or anything, no matter what gaffes she herself makes, no matter how nuts this woman appears to be, she just will not stop being an attraction for the media. And it is pathetic. And it is especially pathetic to me, because I see this woman as being the epitome of a parasite. But, you know, parasite might not be the right metaphor. She is like chlamydia. Because just when you think she's gone away, she comes flaring right back up again. And you know what? I'm getting real sick of it. I'm getting real sick of it. This woman goes around pretending that she's actually thinking about joining the race for president, saying things like, yeah, there's room left in the race for, you know, other people, and giving these rousing speeches, talking about her plan for the country. By the way, never saying what that plan is. And you know, just, you know, giving a stump speech after stump speech after stump speech, making it seem like she is a candidate, but never, never announcing her own candidacy. Instead, what she does is, she goes around to the various places where other people are announcing their candidacies and tries to deflect attention away from them. Mitt Romney announced his candidacy for the presidency of the United States, I think back in June or July, I think it was June, in New Hampshire. And Sarah Palin magically was on a bus tour, and in the exact same town, on the exact same day, as Mitt Romney was announcing his candidacy for the president. That was a deliberate attempt to upstage him, and it worked. It worked. A few weeks later, she did the exact same thing in Iowa to Michelle Bachmann. The exact same thing. This woman is nothing more than a walking STD.
Greg, I think someone else had a better better analogy for her.
Who?
Barack Obama. You can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Or in this case, it's still a Palin.
Yes.
Oh, God. Wait a second, you know that was Sarah Palin who said that, right?
I don't know, I'm reading a little on Politico, and it says he was poking fun at them.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be going into a little history that's in here, so bear with me. Chemslave. In the 2008 presidential election, John McCain, who was widely seen as a moderate, if not liberal, Republican, who, by the way, tried to position himself as a conservative. It didn't work out so hot for him, obviously. He shocked everybody by nominating Sarah Palin as his vice presidential nominee. And she gave an admittedly good, if not great, acceptance speech at the Republican convention. You know how political parties have these national conventions to nominate their presidential and vice presidential nominees. Well, at the Republican one, Sarah Palin gave a speech that was tremendously well received. But in the middle of that speech, her teleprompter, malfunctioned. And she was widely praised for handling that with grace. Because she went into this little off-the-cuff story about, politicians who try to dress up proposals in different language. Try to make it more accessible to the people, more appetizing to the people. But then she said, you know, we have an expression in Alaska. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
See, I thought she said that the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull is lipstick. Did you die on me, Craig?
No, I'm thinking. I'm contemplating. Because you're right. No, she did say that. But I could have sworn she said the lipstick on a pig thing, too.
That might have been later.
Oh, just no! Oh, okay. No. Okay, it's coming back to me now. Okay, yeah, I was conflating two events. No, you're absolutely... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a douchebag. Chemslave is absolutely right. The analogy she used was the bulldog, lipstick, hockey mom, kinda. That was the analogy she used at the national convention. But, this is what... Okay. Just a few days after that, Obama said, this was what Obama said, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Yes.
So Obama did say that, but he was heavily criticized because that was seen as a reference to Palin calling her a pig. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I got that wrong. I hate Sarah Palin so much that I try to block that out of my mind. I try to block everything about her out of my mind. So yeah, and that was a traumatic election on many, many counts for me. So yeah, you'll have to forgive me. So my apologies. You were absolutely right. Obama did say that, not Sarah Palin. Go on.
I think I'm good with that.
Well, actually, no. I interrupted you. I totally forget what you were going with. But
I was just saying that he had it right calling her a pig.
Oh, that was all you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, again, my apologies. You were absolutely right. Okay. So, yeah. Well, yeah. She's a pig. Yep. She's a STD carrying cockroachy pig.
Yes.
Not a fan. All right. So, do you have anything else to say about this terrible, terrible, terrible woman?
No, not really.
All right. So, I think you have a really uplifting, inspirational, very joyous story to tell us, don't you?
Oh, yeah, inspirational is, very, this story. I'm sorry, I channeled, Yoda there for a second.
yeah, either that or you just had a stroke. I don't know what, but I don't know what the hell that was. Why don't you just go ahead and say what the story is?
Well, I've never seen this show other than the clips I saw today. Toddlers and Tiaras. It's about these crazy moms putting their daughters into beauty pageants. Now, this is just a showing of how unintelligent and uneducated these women are, and how much they're screwing their daughters up by putting them into these beauty pageants, because they're just pretty much saying, oh yes, you're the most beautiful girl in the world, you can win money for looking good. And now toddlers and tiaras, they're here for boobs too. So this douchebag of a woman put her fox breasts on her daughter so she could dress up and do a Dolly Parton routine on stage.
Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew, are you okay? I'm starting to get worried now. Are you sure you're okay? Because you have been talking almost backwards for like the past two or three sentences now.
Really?
Well, that one came out okay. Maybe I'm the one who's having a stroke here, but you you definitely had some issues going on there. She didn't have fox breasts on. She had faux breasts.
Yeah, my brain sort of.
And also, you kind of went all Yoda-esque on me, not just for that one sentence, but like for the past 2 minutes now. So why don't you take a deep breath and let's continue from here, okay?
Okay.
All right. So take a deep breath and let's continue.
So this douchebag of a woman put faux breasts on her daughter, and so this daughter could do a Dolly Parton routine on stage.
All right.
Now, other than this being just totally wrong, I'm like, this is showing how pedophilia is sort of bred into our society. Because these mothers dress their little kids up like adults. Make them dress up like Dolly Parton, put breasts on these kids, put butt, like, fall butts on them too, just so they have a big butt and big breasts. And we're like, huh, there's a problem with pedophilia. No fucking shit.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit of an expert on this show. I've seen quite a few episodes of this.
Oh, God.
It's a mainstay in my household. And, yeah, I gotta tell you that this show makes you feel like a pedophile. It really really does. Now, I don't watch this show, but my mother, who I sometimes see watching the TV, she She loves to watch these types of shows. It's discouraging, and she watches this. She uses the excuse it's like a train wreck. You can't. It is terrible, but you can't look away. And these are basically lower class, stupid, southern parents, typically mothers, who dress their kids up like prostitutes, teach them to air hump, and shove their non-existent breasts out and shimmy, pretending to like they actually have breasts. And this is all done to compete against each other, to find out who's the most beautiful. And the girls that lose think that they're not beautiful, and it's terrible. It's awful. And they have these fake teeth, and they have the hairdos that make them look like mutant, mini, Dolly Parton, like dolls or something. It's really a terrible, terrible show. I don't know how this is not child abuse. I really don't. But this is a story because they haven't always had the fake breasts. This is a new phenomena, relatively new. And
Craig, you're wrong with this one. These are heirloom breasts because they the mother also used them.
No, I meant on the TV show. I'm sure this has been going on for a very long time. But I'm kind of speechless on this one, actually. I really think that this is child exploitation, almost child like trafficking, and it's almost prostitution. It really is. And these parents should be ashamed of themselves. Most of these kids don't win a whole lot. And they pump thousands of dollars into their dresses and makeup and everything. By the way, an inch of makeup on 5-year-old faces. Now, what does that tell you? What does that teach the kid about, looks and, life? What lessons are these kids getting?
Very horrible ones. To get ahead in life, you have to look good. There is no natural good looks. You just have to sort of augment yourself with makeup and implants. Yep. It is sickening.
Yep. It is. It really, really is. And it's... like I said, I am almost speechless when it comes to this stuff. I always have to go walk out of the room. I feel dirty seeing that on TV. And these 5-year-olds, 4-year-olds, even 3-year-olds that walk up there in 2-piece bikinis and high heels, air humping and throwing their chest out, pretending they even had a chest. It is so demeaning, and I'm at a loss, actually. I am really at a loss. Adam Curry, maybe it's John, maybe it's Dvorak. One of them plays clips from this every now and then on No Agenda, and I definitely know that Curry said that this is Pedo Bear's dream show, and he is absolutely right. I you have to think that the core audience of the show are people that have been told to stay away from schools. So you can't be within 500 feet of a school, things like that. It's terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, freaks the hell out of me that shows like this are on TV.
Yep.
Because you know there's some freak watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, there's probably thousands of sweaty old men, fat old men, jerking off the whole hour that this show's on.
It's an hour-long show?
I believe so. Don't quote me on that. You know, I shouldn't have said that. It is at least a half hour show. Even that's too long. I think it might be an hour though. A lot of these are an hour long. I don't really care. I would go looking, but I really don't give a shit. But yeah, it's disgusting. That's my thought on this.
Running time 46 minutes, so it would be an hour long show.
Yep. Well, on that incredibly dispiriting note, do we have anything else to talk about today?
It appears no.
I don't think so either. All right, so we have reached that time again where we have to say goodbye. It is sad. It is depressing. But fear not, loyal slaves of Gitmo Nation. We shall return on Friday. Now, if you enjoyed this show, if you enjoy any shows on the No Agenda stream, or if you enjoy John and Adam's No Agenda show itself, please donate to John and Adam. They need your help. Go to Dvorak.org/NA or NoAgendaNation.com to donate. And if you have any suggestions, feedback, praise, and or criticism, we would love to hear it. So please email us at email us on feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. That's feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. All right, Chemslave, I will talk to you again on Friday.
Adios, mofos.